The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daf Sandi Aleph. Today's daf has been dedicated by our dear friend, Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem yishmeru v'chayehu. May God give him beracha, blessing, atzlaha, success, health and happiness, peace of mind for him, his wife, his family, his children, and Be'ezat Hashem, may he enjoy prosperity and good things. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Rishmat Avraham ben Esther, Ruah. Hashem, t'nechanu begin Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Tzadi Aleph Amud Rishon, and we are going to start from 6 lines from the top. Ve'en yorshav shel zeh ve'yorshav shel zeh yorshim ketubata. So we said in the Mishnah, we're talking about a case where a lady was married, Ed Echad came along and said, met ba'alech. So as a result of that, she went to Betin. Betin allowed her to remarry. She got remarried, and all of a sudden, the husband surfaced. So now we said, different ramifications come out. One of the ramifications we said was, she loses ketubah from both men. She gets no ketubah. And then the Mishnah said that neither do the yorshim, which means the children, for example, also are not yoresh the ketubah. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, ketubah mayavita. What do you mean ketubah? I thought we said there's no ketubah payment over here. And obviously you tell me that yoresh the ketubah, I thought we already nullified the ketubah. We said there's no ketubah b'chlal. So what do you mean yorshim and not yoresh ketubah? That she says, "Hatiran b'resha in la ketubah." We learned about in b'resha in la ketubah. Amar papa ketovet benin dechrin. The special payment over there, we're talking about benin dechrin. What is this ketubah that we're referring to over here? So we read that she ketovet benin dechrin. Literally, benin dechrin means the male sons. Detan v'ketubot ketovet benin dechrin. This special ketubah payment of benin dechrin means like this. What the Hagaot Abah says, benin dechrin dihevun lechi minay. They write in the ketubah that the male children that you're going to have from me in nun yertin kesef ketubah, they are going to inherit the kesef of the ketubah yeter al chulikhon de'im al chon, besides the other inheritance that they're going to divide with their brothers. De'im meta behayav, which means, let's say, give an example, let's say Yosef is married to Rachel, okay, and Rachel dies, okay, so obviously Yosef doesn't have to pay ketubah, she's dead. Who gets that ketubah? That stays in the estate of Yosef. So what happened? Now, Vinasa Shiniya. Yosef goes and marries a second lady. He goes and marries Leah. Okay? Viyalda lo. And he has other children from Leah. So he has children from both. He has children from Rachel and he has children from Leah. Umet hu. And now he dies. Well, he dies as a ketubah payment for Leah's children. So Benesh Shiniya, afilu en nekevot, notlin ketovet iman, ketubat iman. Kehov gamud. Share nitalmena me'avihen. The children of Leah receive that ketubah of their mother, because that's considered the hov gamud, which means there's no question regarding the second ketubah from the second marriage that the children of the second marriage get that ketubah. However, ubnei rishona. Now, what about the children from the first marriage? Im yesh zecharim, if they are males, notlin ketubat iman, they receive the ketubah of their mother Rachel, which means they receive that money from the estate. Ve'af al gav demeta behayav. Now, even though she died when they were alive, they were in the husband's life, and therefore technically there should be no ketubah, which means technically all that money that the husband has should be divided by all the children equally, the children of Rachel and the children of Leah. But we say no. We're going to say that we take part of that money, of the ketubah, whatever the ketubah was worth, and that's given to the first set of children, and then the rest of the money is divided equally amongst all the children. So you understand what exactly this din of ketubat benin dechrin is? Which the lady was, a fellow was married, okay? The lady died, the hell died, so there was no ketubah. Yosef, the husband, gets that ketubah money, meaning he keeps it in his estate. He got married yet to a second lady, Leah, it was children as well, even if they're just girls, let's say. Yosef died, okay? So at that point over there, there's ketubah payment given, and then Leah subsequently died as well. That ketubah payment is going to go to the children, right, of Leah, because that's their mother, right? However, now when you're dividing the estate of Yosef amongst all the children now, you divide it equally. Except you give the children of Rachel all the ketubah payment that belonged to their mother. Why do you do that? Very simple reason. Because the father of Rachel, when he's marrying off his daughter, he puts assets in the ketubah. That why he's going to give his daughter this and that. Then why would a father do that? Because he wants his children and grandchildren to have money. No father is going to put money in the ketubah if he knows that that money is going to go to somebody else's children. So therefore, in order to keep that, the father will put money in the ketubah. So therefore, they say, don't worry, that money is going to come back to you. Which means when they divide the estate, all the dunya, that's the monies that he adds into the ketubah, it's going to come back to your family. Okay, so that's considered ketuvat benin dechrin. That's a ketuvat that the male children inherit in the case that we discussed. Oh, so now what do we have to do with this case? So the Gemara says, the Hiddush is that when we said in the Mishnah that there's no ketubah, it means there's no, not even a ketubat of benin dechrin. So the Gemara says, peshita. We told you already there's no ketubah. So what we, even benin dechrin, if the case happens where we're talking about the children now, that the children are also not going to inherit the portion of their father's inheritance of the estate, the portion of their mother's ketubah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's peshita, because there's no ketubah. There's no ma'ud. Etema lidide de avda isura kansua rabbanan. The zara lo kansura banan. I would say, here, maybe the kanas is on the woman. She made the avera. She went with the next guy. So we kones harb. Who says we kones the children? So maybe it's only the first tahar that committed the crime. Kamash malan, that even the children do not get a piece of the ketubah. After, let's say, their father dies, we say the children also do not receive. So that is the hiddush. Comes the Gemara, continues. Yehav shel rishon choletz midoraita velo miyabem midrabbanan. Which means we learned in the Mishnah, right, which is both the brothers of both husbands make haritza, do not make yibum. Which in the event, let's say, either of them die, so now their brother has to make a haritza. So the Gemara says, Ehad shel rishon choles midoraita. Well, the first marriage is considered a regular marriage. So therefore, if the first husband dies, that halitza that's going to be done by the brother is going to be a halitza deoraita. Ve'lo miyabem midrabbanan. And really, technically, Minatore can also make yibum that guy. Because it's regular marriage, and he dies, yibum. But the rabbi said, don't make yibum midrabbanan. Meaning it is rabbinical. Why? The rabbis were konesa. That what? That we're not going to let the yibum take place. Ehav shel sheni choletz midrabbanan. Ve'lo miyabem lo midoraita ve'lo midrabbanan. The brothers of the second marriage, well, the halitza is only drabanan, because really there wasn't a marriage there. And therefore, the halitza, they're only making drabanan, and yibum would be asur midoraita. Okay, so that would be the tushit, or as she says, which is, let's say the second husband dies, and now she falls to yibum to the brothers of that second husband. So there's no yibum, because there was no marriage. That's why it says, there's not going to be a yibum midoraita. But the halitza, the rabbis will mitaken midrabanan. As she says, Ehav shel sheni oles midrabanan midoraita lo rav yakameh. V'rabanan v'tzlichu halitza. Now why would they make halitza? Because they shouldn't make anything. Mishum gizera shema yomru gireh zeh v'nasa zeh. K'damram l'gabeh get. Because the people are not going to know. People might think that she got divorced to the first husband, and then she married the second husband. Now they're going to see that second husband dies, and she's a free bird. So there's no halitza over here? So therefore, they make a halitza for the merit ayin. So the people will not make a mistake that she was megaret. She got a girushin from the first guy, now married the second guy. So she has to do a process if that husband dies. She's a merit ayin again. She was married to the first guy. Now already, the guy went to the Medinat Tayyam. Now they say getting married to somebody else. Do the people know what the whole story over here? The people don't want to know what happened. They're going to say, you know what? Probably gave her a divorce. Now she gets married to the second guy. Now the second guy dies. What do you tell her? Don't make a halitza, don't make a yibum. We know the story. We know in truth that really it's nothing. That really she's still married. The people don't know that. Therefore, in order to get rid of the Medinat Tayyam case, what do we say? At least make a ceremonial halitza just so the people will get rid of the Medinat Tayyam case. But the halitza is with Rabbanan. Okay, now we learn some of the shitot that was said in the Mishnah. First, shitot Rabbi Yose. Rabbi Yose omer ketubata al nechse ba'la. So now we have three rabbis that gave opinions at the end of the first ketah of the Mishnah. The first shitot was Rabbi Yose. Rabbi Yose said what? Ketubata al nechse ba'la. She does get ketubah. The first husband is obligated to pay the ketubah. Then we had the second shitot. The second shitot was, if you go back to the Mishnah, just to see the three shitot, right in the beginning of the Peder. Was Rabbi Yose, then Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, Harishon zakai b'msi'ata u'ma'asi'adeh u'ma'farad edareha. So he comes along and says that the first husband will get the mitzi'ot, meaning whatever she finds, lost objects, he will also get the rights to ma'asi'adeh, her work, and also still has rights to afarat nedarin. Then the third rabbi was Rabbi Shimon. The Bishamon said, "Bi'ata o halitzata me'achiv shlishon poteret sarata," which is he says you can even make a yibum the first husband. Okay, so you got the three shitot. You have the Rabbi Yose, and then you have Rabbi Elazar, and then you have Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yose is discussing ketubah. Now what? The first husband gets ketubah. Rabbi Elazar, he's discussing over here ma'asi adeha mitzia and hafara. The first husband still has those rights. Whereas Rabbi Shimon is coming along and saying the first husband, if let's say he dies, she will fall to yibum to the brother. Okay, those are the three shitot. Now the Gemara is going to discuss over here now, do these shitot agree with each other? Are they adding to each other? What exactly do these three shitot hold to one another? So the Gemara begins. Amar Rav Huna, Batrai, the later rabbis, Batrai, Modu lekamai. They agree to the earlier rabbis. However, kamai, the earlier rabbis, lo modu lebatrai. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. Rabbi Shimon, now Rabbi Shimon is the batrai. He's the last, he's the third rabbi. He's the rabbi that said, she makes a yibum. Right? She falls to yibum. Rabbi Shimon, modu lerabbi Elazar. He'll agree to Rabbi Elazar that what? That the husband gets mitziah, ma'asiyah, there, and hafarat nedarim. What? Dema bi'ah, de'ikar isura lo kanis. Which means, when it comes to bi'ah, which is the ikar isur, and he was not kones, he didn't make a class, which means that while we can consider them married to the extent that what? We're going to even let her make a bi'ah, which means we're going to let her make a yibum, that she says, bi'ah di'ikar isura lo kanis diktani bi'ata kone ota liftor tzarata, which means we're going to say to the extent that what? That the bi'ah that she makes with the brother is a full-fledged bi'ah, enough, let's say if there was a co-wife, the co-wife is off the hook, which means if we're not going to be kones by bi'ah, which means you're going to consider that first marriage, a regular marriage, enough already to make a bi'ah with the yavam, v'kod sheken mitzi'ata u'ma'asi'adea de'mamunahu. So kod sheken, when it comes to the monetary, I'm going to consider them married, to say what? That the husband will be zocheh to these rights. By bi'ah, I'm not going to be kones, I'm not going to be kones by the monetary items. V'rabbi l'azar, however, the kamai, which is Rabbi Elazar, lo modu le Rabbi Shimon. He's not going to agree to the batrai, to Rabbi Shimon. Why? Mitziata ma'asiyadeh de mamunahu lo kanis. All right, when it came to the monetary items, we're not going to be kones. Aval bi'ah di isurahu kanis. However, this bi'ah, that's more stringent, and therefore we're going to be koneh. So therefore the later rabbis is modeh to the earlier, but the earlier is not modeh to the later. Comes the Gemara and continues. V'tarvayu, both later rabbis, which means Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, modu le Rabbi Yosef. They both modu to the early rabbi Rabbi Yosef that what, that the husband will get ketubah from the lady gets ketubah from the Rishon. Why? Hanediyat batute lo kanis. V'kol sheken ketubah dil mishkal umepak ka'e Rashi. Hane diyat batute, which means these cases over where you're telling the husband he gets mitziot, he gets maasiyadeh, he gets nemepanadarim. Viika lememar atelikiyuma huil v'noheg b'minhag nashim, which means she might argue. So listen, you're giving all these rights, he might keep her because he's getting the regular rights of a husband. V'afilu achi lo kansu, and still they said it's not a problem. Kol sheken ketubah dezeu tehilat girushin ki shetla ketubah. Kol sheken, we're going to give the husband's going to what? You have to give the ketubah. Why? Because that's already the beginning of girushin. Would that be a reason to say she'll take a ketubah and leave? Because if on stuff that they already can keep the marriage, then modeh that what the husband gets. Certainly things that begin the end of the marriage, he'll be modeh. The ketubah already starts the release. So look at what that says. I read inside. Things that established them underneath him, lokanis, which means that established the marriage, they weren't kones on. Because she can't ketubah, because she can't, they're not going to be kones on the ketubah. Because what's her logic? She gets payment, and she leaves. But now we go the other way. Rabbi Yosef lo modeh lehu. Rabbi Yosef, however, the Kamai does not agree with the Matrai. He says, listen, I'll give the husband ketubah. Why? Ketubah del mishkal mefaku. Because the ketubah, she gets paid and she leaves. Lo kanis, I'm not going to be kones. Abal, hanedi yadbat uteh kanis. But the other items that just make the marriage more stable, that the husband's going to get these things, so therefore, he is indeed going to be kones. Comes the Gemara now, gives a different version. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, kamai modu lebatrai. He says the opposite. He says the earlier rabbis agreed to the later rabbis. Batrai lo modu lekamai. But the later rabbis don't agree to the early rabbis. And explain. Rabbi Yosef was the earlier rabbi that he says what the husband gets ketubah. The lady gets ketubah. The lady gets ketubah from the first husband. Modi le Rabbi Elazar. Is modi le Rabbi Elazar that the husband also will get mitziah maasiyah de'ah nafrad? Why? Ketubah de medide le dida lo kanis, which means if the ketubah, which what are you giving to her? She's the sinner, right? You're giving her, the sinner is getting a payment. Kol sheken mitziata maasiyah de medide le medida le dida. He didn't do any sin. So he's not going to lose any of his monetary. Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Elazar, which is the later rabbi, lo modu le. He's not agreed to the earlier. He doesn't agree to the Yosef. Why? Mitziata maasiyadehu demidida ledide lo kanis. Aval ketubah demidide ledida kanis. Right, Rabbi Elazar will argue and say, listen, I'm not going to kones what's coming to him because he didn't do anything. But what's coming to her, the ketubah, I'm going to be kones because she committed the sin. Vetarvayu, which means both Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Elazar, module Rabbi Shimon. They agreed to Rabbi Shimon. The earlier rabbis agreed to the later rabbis that what? That she falls to Yibum. Right, that the brother can make Yibum. Why? Uma haneh. When it comes to the other items, the mehayim lo kansu, which means when she was alive, they didn't put a knas, which means what? She gets her ketubah behaye ba'ala, when the husband was still alive, they didn't knas her, right? She gets the ketubah, and also the husband gets all the payments and things like that. Bi'ad de lahad mita l'kol sheken. So I'm going to stop putting a knas on her now after mita. When she was alive, we didn't put a knas on her. She gets a ketubah. Now you want to put a kenas on her after she's dead that she cannot make a fault of the yibum is not going to be poter. Sarata. V'Rabbi Shimon lo modilu. V'Rabbi Shimon, the later rabbi, has agreed to the early rabbis. Why? Bi'ahu de la harmita Lo kanis, which means, I'll tell you here, bi'ah, which is after the death already, which means after already the husband died. All right, so I'm not going to make any more kanasim anymore. Aval haned mehayim kanis, but when the husband's still alive, with the wife, I want to make this kanasim over here. Why? I don't want them to be together. So therefore, there's a difference between a harmita and chayim. So basically, the machloket over here is who's agreeing with who? The earlier rabbis agreeing with the later rabbis, or the later rabbis agreeing with the earlier rabbis? The Gemara really just speaks it out exactly what she thought, agree with who and what. Comes the Gemara continues. Niset shelo birshut. Now we have to remember a vital case of the Mishnah, which was the Sefer of the Mishnah. Niset shelo birshut. Niset shelo birshut means what? She didn't need betin. For example, two witnesses came along and said, Met Balech. There already is nothing stronger than two witnesses. So therefore, she doesn't have to get permission from Betin. She go right along and marry. Now, that case over there, the Mishnah said, then the husband resurfaces. So we say she go back to the original husband. Why? Because she's considered Anusa. Because what she did was, she did it with the approval of two witnesses. In the case of one witness, we say she's not an anusa, because she should have been daikam and seba. She should have investigated it and checked it out. But once you have two witnesses, nothing stronger than two witnesses. Alright, the husband resurfaced, doesn't matter, go back to the original husband. So now the Gemara analyzes, the Gemara says, Amar Avuna, Amar Rav, so Rav made a statement of Ehachi Hilcheta. Indeed, that is the halakha. That what? When there's two witnesses, she goes back to the original. Why should you be konesa? There's two witnesses. Again, Rav Huna said the name of Rav, Achil Cheta. That the halakha follows that ruling of the Mishnah. When there's two witnesses, she goes back to the first husband. And obviously she would not need a get from the second guy, because there's nothing to talk about. There's no marriage over there. So Kazi Gevoran says, Amadir Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, Rav Huna that said in the name of Rav, Ganava Genuve Lamalach. What are you stealing for? I mean, why was he stealing? Is Vidalach Kerebi Shimon, Ema Adacha Kerebi Shimon. Which means, if you hold like Kerebi Shimon, why don't you just say halakha k'rabbi Shimon d'shematich k'rabbi Shimon ka'azla? Because your ruling is following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, which means the assumption is that last part of the Mishnah that said if there's two witnesses she doesn't need a divorce from the second guy, she can just go back to the first guy, that's a continuation of the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So he says, what are you plagiarizing for? If you hold like Rabbi Shimon, just say halakha k'rabbi Shimon. What are you saying, it's a generic halakha? Say, we follow the Rabbi Shimon. Say his name. V'chi tema yamin halakha k'rabbi Shimon. Maybe you'll tell me, the reason why you didn't say halakha k'rabbi Shimon is mashma afidu bekamaita. Because then you might come along and say that maybe the halakha for Rabbi Shimon, even the first thing he said, that what? That she can make yibum with the brother. So and you don't hold like that. So you don't want to say halakha k'rabbi Shimon, because then everybody would make a mistake how much halakha you hold like. So Gemara says, fine. Ema halakha k'rabbi Shimon b'acharona. So say halakha k'rabbi Shimon in the last thing that he said. So Gemara says kasha. You're right. It's a kasha, which means why weren't Rav give the credit to Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon's the author of the Mishnah. The assumption is that therefore Rabbi Shimon took about Yibum, and right after Yibum came the case of two witnesses. So therefore, say halakha k'rabbi Shimon. So how come he didn't say it? Or maybe you don't want to say, because you don't want to mislead us, because then you say halakha k'rabbi Shimon, and then the first thing he said. So Gemara says, all right, so you could have said halakha k'rabbi Shimon. Mm-hmm. So comes the Gemara and explains as follows. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Sheshat said, Amina Kinaim Veshachiv Rav Amra Le'ash Ma'teta. Rav Sheshat says that Rav said this halakha when he was sleeping, which means you're coming along and telling me halakha. That what? When there's two witnesses, you don't need to get from the second husband, she can go back to the first husband. He said this halakha when he was sleeping. Whenever you say halakha, it's mashma that somebody argues. Which is, if it's across the board, if everybody agrees, you have to tell me halakha. Halakha, you come to tell me hadush, as if to say, halakha like Rabbi Shimon, as if the rabbis are going to argue. So the Gemara says, halakha, mechlal de paligi, may havila le me'ibad, me'inas ansa. Who can argue on this? What do you want from her? Is anybody going to say she can't go back to the first husband? She's anusa. What do you want? She lives with the two witnesses. So therefore, what do you mean halakha? Anybody going to argue on this case over here? Even the rabbis should agree that what? She should be permissible to go back to the
First husband.
So, so what are you telling me? Halakha, as if somebody argues? What do you want from her? She just listened to two witnesses. And furthermore, we have a braita. Now listen, this is a very, very important braita. The braita says like this, because it's braita number one. Kol arayot she'amru. Okay, we're changing that with the agota bah. In sirichot hemenuget, all the arayot, right? That if a person goes with the arayot, let's say the chayuv karet, so therefore there's no kiddushin tofsin b'chayve karet. Therefore, a person does not need a get. A person made the kiddushin to his daughter. In sirichim get, you don't need a get in such a case. Chutz me'eshet ish, except when it comes to a case of an eshet ish shenisset al pi beddin. Now, what does Alpi Betin mean? Meaning there was one witness, she got married Alpi Edehad, which is Betin allowed her to get married to the second guy. The guy resurfaced. Then we say that lady over there is going to need a get from the second fellow. That's she. Chutz me'eshet ish shenisset be'edehad Alpi Betin datzlechu ha'rabanan gita. Like we know that HaMishnah Kadam Reinan b'matnitin. Oh, so the Gemara makes a diyuk from this braita. Al pi betin hu de ba'ya gita. Yeah, only it's al pi betin. However, al pi edim lo ba'ya gita. But the implication of the braita is what? That if it was al pi edim, she would not need a get. So you have a clear braita that's clear. It's implying at least that what? That when there's two witnesses that she got married al pi him, she doesn't need a get from the second guy, she just goes back to the first husband. So the Gemara says, man. Well, who's the author of this Mishnah? Gemara says, Ileba Rabbi Shimon. If you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Shimon, al pi betin, mi baya get. Even if she got married al pi betin with one witness, does Rabbi Shimon hold that she needs a get? Why? That Tanya, we have another braita, braita number two that says Rabbi Shimon Omer Asu Bet Din Behora Atan, which is we treat a case that a lady followed Bet Din. That's a case of Edehad. How did we treat this lady that got married to a second guy Al Pi Bet Din? They gave her a status of the following Kizadon Ish Beisha. What is Zadon Ish Beisha? That's when, let's say, a married lady, went on purpose with a man. What's the deed in that? There's no kiddushin over here, no nothing. She has to go away, okay. Right? Kizadon ish beisha, Rashi. Kizadon ish beisha, kehaba bezadon al eshet ish v'neesa al baala. But now she becomes forbidden to her husband. Now, al pi edim, but let's say she went with the second husband, al pi edim, with according to two witnesses, so what's her status? Kishigigat ish beisha. So we gave her the status of a eshet ish, that let's say she went bishogeg with another man. Does she? Velon eslan. She does not become forbidden to her original husband. Oh, however, edi v'edi lo bayaget. But both do not need a get, which means, according to the Bishimon, not in the two witness case and not in the one witness case does he demand a get from the second guy. Because either the second guy is considered like a Zadon case, you don't need a get. Well, lady's married, she goes with Zadon with another guy, she needs a get from that guy? No. Or a lady goes, let's say, and she's Nensa, she needs a get from that guy? No. She goes back to her original husband. Which is, so you see clearly from Braita number two, that what? That Rabbi Shimon doesn't need a get from either. Oh, so Braita number one that said what? That only from one witness she needs a get. Implying from two witnesses she doesn't need a get must be Rabbanan. Oh, so it means Rabbanan agreed that in case of two witnesses she doesn't need a get, she goes back to the original husband. So Rav, why did you say that the Halakha says that she doesn't need a get? Halakha mechlat perigi? Rabbis don't argue on this. The rabbis in your opinion that say she doesn't need a get. So everybody holds like that. Ben Rabbanan, Ben Rabbi Shimon. Nobody argues. What is he? Halakha. Halakha is a place nobody argues. Gemara says, Elalav Rabbanani. Therefore must be what? That Braita is Rabbanan. And Braita number one is Rabbanan. And therefore everybody agrees. So now, Le'olam Rabbi Shimonhi. Really, I'll tell you, the Braita number one is following the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Vitari tzache, and answer up Braita number two as follows. The Bishimon Omer Asu Betin Behora Atan. If let's say the lady followed Betin, which means it was Edehad, so they made that case Bekechavanat Ish Beisha, like a lady that got married to a man, Ubayagit. Al pi edin, but if there was two witnesses, kishelo bechabanat ish beisha, it's because it's like a case of znut that they didn't do with Hashem kedushin. Velo baya get, you don't need a get, which means instead of learning the case, talking about zadon ish beisha or shogeg ish beisha, we're changing that now. We're learning that you're going to treat a case of a lady that gets married al pi edehad to the second guy, that's like a man getting married, l'shem kiddushin, to a lady. Now, when a person gets married, l'shem kiddushin needs a get. So in Edehad case, Eid Abishua is going to tell you what? You need a get. Shner Edim, it's going to be considered like a man that went to a lady, shalom bechavanat, means you're not l'shem kiddushin, l'shem znut. Do you need a get l'shem znut? Of course not. But what? It's the Bishamon that makes the chiluk between Edehad and Shnei Edim. And then we'll write the number one, I'll tell you, is Rabbi Shimon. And that's why it's only Rabbi Shimon. We don't know the Shita of Rabbanan. Maybe the rabbis will tell you need a get even in two Edim. And then we have no idea. That's why Rav had to say is Halakha, because it's only according to Rabbi Shimon. It's not according to the Rabbanan, which means we are now able to reconcile Braita 1 and 2 Aliba, the Rabbi Shimon. Look at Rashi. That she says, Le'olam Rabbi Shimoni, Hach Kamaita, right, the number one, Dektani Chutz Me'eshet Ish, Kechavanat Ish Be'isha, Kifnuya, we'll treat it like a case of a Pinuya, a single girl, Shinit Kaven Lekadesha, that he had Kavanat to be Mekadesha, the Baya Get, Kishelo Bechavanat, Kebala Pinuya, Shelo Leshem Kedushin. So that is the first answer. Comes the Gemara and says, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says a different answer. That really, again, I'll tell you, it's only Rabbi Shimon. Le'enyan Isura Ketani, which means that Braita, keep the words Zadon, and keep the words Shogeg. Oh, but what was the Zadon and the Shogeg? In which reference was it said? Le'inyan Isura Ketani, Ve'achi Kamar, Asu Bedin, Be'oratan, if let's say you followed Betim, she got married up Edehad, Kezadon Ish Be'isha, meaning Umitzera Al Ba'la, in the sense that she'll become forbidden to husband, just like a lady that's married, she goes with somebody else on purpose, she goes forbidden to the original husband. Al pi edim, but if there's witnesses, two witnesses, kishkegat ish beisha, velo mitzera al ba'ala. But what? In both cases, she needs a get. Which means, I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon wasn't discussing the get factor. That's she on the bottom. Ololam kedekatzat kach mikara kezadon ish ve'eshet ish umiulinyan get lo kamaydi, which means we're not discussing it. Which I can tell you, really, not that in both cases she means a get. I can tell you the chiluk of the first bright is the Bishimon. That what? In the case where there's two edim, she doesn't need a get from the second guy. In the case of one ed, she needs a get from the second guy. But the second Braita was not referring to the subject of get. It was just discussing the subject of Isur. Do not explain to you clearly now. You have two Braita. The first Braita said what? Implication. She gets married up in one hand, she needs a get. Two witnesses, she doesn't need. Beautiful. We don't know who that is. Mani, we don't know who it is. I bring you a second Braita. Second Braita that Ishimon says, she gets married up P1 head, we treat it like a Zadon. So we thought you treat it like a Zadon, like a guy going on purpose, like a lady going on purpose. Well, that gives her, you don't need to get if she goes on purpose with somebody. So comes the Mephazim, no. When he said, going on purpose, we're not discussing the subject of Gittin over there. We're just discussing that when you go on purpose, you got submitted to the first guy. Oh, and when she did it, let's say with two witnesses, we consider like a shugeg. Meaning what? She can go back. Mishum was never discussing the subject of get or not get. When did he discuss it? In the first brayta. In the first brayta, you see she telling a big get. Now when there's one witness, then already will say she needs a get to the second guy. When there's two witnesses, no. And therefore Rav said his halakha correctly. When he said halakha, yeah, because it's only the Bishamon. You don't see the opinion of the rabbis. Comes the Gemara and says, Ravina Amar. Ravina says yet another answer. Le'inyan korban ketanila. Which means that Braita was said le'inyan korban. Meaning what? Asu bedin behora'atan. If let's say she followed beti, meaning she got married al pi edehad, we treated it like kizedon ish beisha velo matya korban. Meaning that she doesn't have to bring a korban in such a case, because we treat it like a zadon. A lady goes bezadon with a man. What's the deal? Married lady goes with a man. No. Bezadon, no korban. So that's what it's saying. When she went with one witness and she got married to the second guy, she's like a zadon. She does not have to bring a korban. However, adim, she went with witnesses, two witnesses, she's treated like what? Geshkegat ish b'isha umatya korban. We weren't discussing gittin over there at all. When we were discussing Gittin, in the first Braita. So therefore I can say the first Braita is the Bishimon. Aye. When the second Braita, when he discussed it's a Zadon, it's a Shogeg, that was in Yan Korban. So therefore Rab was okay when he said it's Halakha, because it's really Alibad, and Bishimon, you don't know what the rabbis are going to hold. Comes the Gemara and gives one more answer. V'ibahitimah. Now the Ibahitimah is changing the premise. The Ibn Taymiyyah is going to come along and say, really, I'll tell you, the second bright that the Mishnah discusses, whether she got married, I'll be one witness or two witnesses, is discussing the subject of get. Oh, so if it's something, the subject of get, what was Rav saying? So the Gemara says, the Ibn Taymiyyah, kamaita rabbananhi, then I'll tell you what, the first braita that said what, and if there's one witness she needs a get from the second guy, and there's two witnesses, she doesn't need a get from the second guy. We'll tell you that's following the shita of Rabbanan. Okay? Vitaritz achi. And I'll explain the words of the braita as follows. Chutz me'eshet ish, vishiniset al pibetin. Which means like this. In that braita, the way we learned it, it was talking about two separate cases. You had the case of one witness, and you had the case of two witnesses. And we made a haluk, and we said, in the one witness case, you need a get, and in the second, the two witness case, you don't need a get. Now we're going to doctor up the braita and read it like this. Instead of reading it, chutz me'eshet ish, which is one case, read it like this, chutz me'eshet ish vishiniset al pi betin, which means it's coming to tell me both cases. That what? In both cases, you need a get. You need a get. Whether it's eshet ish case, that's a two witness case, or niset al pi betin is a one witness case, which means in both cases the Rabbanan are telling you need a get. Oh, very good. And therefore, the opinion of the second braita of Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon that says what? Only in a one witness case you need to get, but in a two witness case you don't need to get from the second guy. And that's why Rav came along and said, Halakha, like that shita, because Rabbanan do argue. What do you mean? What do you see the rabbis argue? Because you learned the first braita wrong. You thought the first braita was talking about two different cases with two different dinim. You thought that you have the case of Eshet Ish, that's a two witness case, and then the deen is going to be, you don't need a get. Then you have the Api Betin case, that what? That you do need a the two witness case, that the one witness case, that you do need a get. Right. You thought that, Gemara saying, no, those cases put them together. Chutz me'eshet ish, vishiniset api edehad, and therefore what? Really, the banan hold in both cases, you're going to need a get. Oh, so that's why when Rav came along and said, hey, we don't go like that. We follow the halakha that says that if there's two witnesses, you don't need a get. So the Rav Sheshat said, what are you talking about? Who argues? Yeah, the banan argue. The Brayta and Rabbanan argue, and therefore he is being posek dafka like Rabbi Shimon. In the first Brayta, we assume that when it said it's talking about you need a get, in which case we're talking about Neset al pi edehad. And this we made a diyuk dafka edehad, but shnei edim yedot. I was saying no, that the Brayta is talking about both cases, talking about ben Neset al pi edehad, ben Neset al pi shnei edim. And what's the deal of the Brayta? You need a get. Well, that's shitat Rabbanan. But Rabbi Shimon, based on the second Brayta, clearly says you don't. And therefore, which is how do you say in the second Brayta you don't? Because his language was, in the case of Edehad, we consider it like the a case of what? Kizadon. Which means what? No, we consider it like a case of Shogeg. That what? In the case of Shogeg, you would need a get. And the case of Shnei Edim over there, and let me say it's not short again. 1 second, I go back. And we say the Brayta like this, Asu Bedin. When she followed Betin, which is one witness, they treated Kizadon Ish Beisha. And therefore what? She will not need a get, and she goes back to, she does not go back to the first husband. However, she did it with two witnesses, it's like Shigaga. Certainly she doesn't need a get, and she can go back. But according to Mishra, in both cases, you don't need a get. So the Rav is coming to say, in the second case, in the case of where you have two witnesses, we are not going to mandate a get. She can go back to the original husband, which is not like the opinion of Rabbanan, as we proved in the first Braita. Comes the Gemara now and is going to ask a series of six questions. Gemara starts off like this. Mativ Ula. Ula starts off with a question, which means you told me Rav Sheshat. My havilin me'ibad. One of Rav Sheshat's question was, who can argue on this case? Who can argue on a case where she got married to a second guy al pi shnei edim? What do you want her to do? So the Gemara is going to challenge that sivara. What do you want her to do? One of Rav Sheshat's argument, he said, listen, how can anybody tell me that when she went to two witnesses, and you're going to tell me what? That you're going to punish her? She can't go back to her first husband, or she's going to need to get from the second guy? What do you want her to do? She's, who can argue? She's Anusa. She didn't do anything wrong. So the Gemara now challenges that. The Gemara says, Matif Ula, mi amrina mai havile le mi'ibad? Do we say this sivara? Mai havile le, what do you want her to do? V'atenan, case number one, by a get. Katav. Guy wrote, the Sofer wrote the get. Okay, now he has to write the zman, right? You have to write the year, let's say, in the get. You have to date the get. But let's say instead of writing the get according to the date of the country that he was in, which means usually they write according to the malchut, which means let's say they're living in a certain kingdom. This is the fourth year of such a king and so on and so forth. Right? We have to write it in the kingdom that you are in. So let's say he wrote it, L'shem malchut she'ena hogenet. What is a malchut she'ena hogenet? For example, when she says malchut Romi, Rome, they call Rome a malchut she'ena hogenet because Rome didn't have a language of its own. They used that a borrowed language. They used to speak, let's say, Greek. So they always would call Rome malchut she'ena hogenet because the malchut is established when you have their own language. But what's the case? A guy's living in Israel, writes a get, and he dates it according to malchut Romi. That's not a good get. L'shem malchut Madai. Or let's say he's in Israel and he writes to get according to the malchut of Madai. L'shem malchut Yavan. Or let's say he wrongly dates it by writing L'binyan Abayit. He writes the year from when the Beit HaMikdash was built. Or L'chorban Abayit. Or he writes it from the time Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Or let's say he makes a mistake when he's writing the place where the get was written. Hayab b'mizrach v'katab b'ma'arav. B'ma'arav v'katab b'mizrach. East, west, west, east. He makes a mistake on the location. Oh, now what happened? Such a get was given to the lady. Such a get, what did she do? She got married to the next guy. What's the deen? Now she's got to leave the second guy, because the get was not a good get, and she's not allowed to go back to her original husband. And all these things that we said in the Mishnah apply. Which means, didn't we give 16 ramifications when a lady goes and gets married up here at the Had? Okay. Don't get the Metziot, and the Afarad, whatever we said, the Gaben, the hard case, applies to this lady that what? Wow. That gets married, they give her this get, and now she gets married to somebody else. So comes the Gemara and says, why did you say what he wanted to do? What does she know? She's sitting in Betty, she opens her hand, she receives a get. Does she know? She assumes Betin gave him the. She knows that the sofer messed up on the date. She knows the sofer wrote east instead of west. She accepted the get. So it's a closed document. She said, I got my get. She put it in a closet. She went, she got married. Now all of a sudden you tell her, oh, the get was puzzled. Somebody opened up the get. They said, hey, it's a mistake over here. You're out. Hey, you have shishat. What about your sefaram? My habir el mi'abad. What do you want it to do? Just like in the Edehad, the Shnei Edim case. What did that Sheshat say? What do you want it to do? So you, see, you don't say that Sevara. So the Gemara says, no, she should have checked it. She should have had the Gib read to her. Which is, maybe she's not fluent in Gittin, but she could have opened the Gib, give it to a rabbi, and let the rabbi read her the Gib, exactly, so you can verify it. So therefore, we're not going to say that she's so innocent in such a case over there. We're going to say that she should have done it. Therefore, she didn't do her due diligence. We're going to punish her because of it. Okay, question number two. Amar Efsimi Bar Asher. Tashema Hakones Et Yibimto. First story. A guy went with his Yibama. Good, Lashem Yibum. The lady fell to Yibum. Husband, the brother went and made Yibum. Valchat Sarata Vinesit. Now there was a co-wife there also. What's the deen? Once already one of the ladies makes Yibum, the co-wife is free, she's allowed to go get married. What happened? V'nimset zu ailonit. The Yibama. The lady that made Yibum was found out she's an ailonit. Ailonit, this lady cannot give birth, cannot have children. She doesn't fall to Yibum. So now what? The tzara is on the hook again. Now she got married. She wasn't allowed to get married. Which means, if she really has a zika now to her, so therefore she couldn't get married. So what do we say to do? Now she has to leave the second guy that she got married to. Not the second guy, but the guy that she got married to, yeah. And already she cannot make your boom with the first guy. Which means you cannot, you're Konesa. What do you want? What do you want her to do? Well, how is she supposed to know that her co-wife is an Ailonit? That what do you expect from her? She, the Yibum was made, she went and got married. You're going to punish her now? So you see what? You don't say the Sivana of what? May have a little bit of my bad. Everyone says, no, you're going to answer that also. She should have waited. She should have waited to make sure that that co-wife of us wasn't an Ailonit. The fact she said, we're talking about where she had Simanim already, which means she did give some signs of Ailonit, so therefore you should have been suspicious. Maybe she's Ailonit. If she's Ailonit, you're on the hook. She didn't wait. Right away when the Yibum was married, she's gone. She went to get married. So therefore, you can't say the servant of my Havel in the Me'emad. She should have done something. What she should have done, she should have waited. So she's guilty. So we have no question from that case. Question number three. Gemara is the next question. Amar Abaye Tashema. Kol arayot she'amru potrot tzaroten. We learned in the first Mishnah that if, let's say, a person is married to two wives, okay? And now he dies. One of the wives is an irva to the Yabam. So the tzara, also the co-wife, is off the hook from Yibum and Halitza. Kol arayot she'amru potrot tzarotehen. Halchu tzarot v'nise'u. So the tzara went, the co-wife went, no Yibum over here. She went, she got married. What happened? V'nimse'u elu ailonit. Now the ervad came out was an ailonit. So technically, she never fell. So who was the only one that fell? The tzara. And what did she do? She got married already. So the deen is, we punish her. She's got to leave the second guy. She cannot make yibum to the first guy. And all the kenasot that we put in the Mishnah, we put on her. Oh, why don't you say, V'amai ne'maba, havile le'me'abad. Same question, which is nafshe shad. If you're right, why don't you tell her? What do you want her to do? So the Gemara says, no, she has something to do. Same thing, she should have waited until she found out that her co-wife is not a... I don't need...
What's the difference?
Comes the Gemara and says... Amarava Tashema. Katav Sofer Get La'ish V'Shoval La'isha. Interesting case. Sofer is writing a get to give it to a man so he can divorce his wife. And in the same situation, he wrote a shovar. A shovar is a receipt in order to give it to the lady. Which means, what is a shovar? Shovar is, let's see, the husband now pays a ketubah payment, okay? So now we don't want this lady to come along now, 2 years later, so they got a ketubah again, and say, listen, hey, you owe me my ketubah. So the husband doesn't pay ketubah until he gets a shovar. Now you give me the receipt over here, now already she's going to come along with a ketubah, he'll come along, hey, listen, paid in full. So therefore, who gets the shovar? You give it to the lady, the sofer gives the shovar to the lady, and the get to the husband, the sofer. The sofer is writing the get. He doesn't give the get to the lady. He's not divorcing the lady. He gives the get to the man to give to the lady, and he gives the shofar to the lady to give to the man. In this case, so the sofer messed up. He gave the wrong documents. So it says, Tashema, Katav sofer get la'ish v'shofar la'isha v'ta'a v'natan get la'isha v'shofar la'ish v'natnu ze la'ze v'ze la'ze. So now the husband don't know what he has. He's holding a shovar in his hand. He tells the lady, Zegitech. Okay, now she's holding a shovar in. She takes the get and she tells the husband, this is your shovar. But really, she's not divorced. What did she do? She thinks she's divorced when she got married to somebody else. All of a sudden they find out, hey, what's going on over here? She's holding a shovar in her hand. It's not a get. So what's the deen? Yotzeh mitachat yedei ha'ish. I'm sorry. Ulahar zeman, we continue the case. And after a while, it was found out, had a get, yotzim mitachat yedaish, the husband's holding the get, v'shovar mitachat yedaisha, and she's holding the shovar. And she got married already. Tetze mize umize bechol adrechim ha'elu ba, ove amai, nem amai avilim me'ibad. Same case. Why don't you say that? What do you want her to do? She received the get, she's back. So the Gemara said, no, ibeile lekriya legita. Open up the paper. Who told you to get married on a closed document? Open up to see what she got over there. She should have checked it. So therefore, she's not so innocent. Comes the Gemara and says, another question. Amar Rav Eshet Hashema. Shina Shemo. Let's say they wrote a get and they got the husband's name wrong. Ushma. Or let's say they got the lady's wrong. Lady's name wrong in the get. Shemiro v'shemira. Or let's say they got the cities, you have to write where they come from. They got the cities wrong in the get. And what happened? She used that pasul get and she got married. She got married, she got to leave the second guy, she can't go back to the first guy. And all the knasot that we discussed in our Mishnah apply. Same question. You say, why don't you say, she should have read the get to see if everything is accurate. So therefore, she's not so innocent. Amar Rabina Tashema. Kansa beget kireyach. Tetze mize umize. What's a get, kireyach? Literally means a bald get. The Gemara Geti discusses a certain type of get, that what? It's called a get mekushar. What is a get mekushar? When sometimes I say a Kohen wants to get a divorce from his wife. So first of all, the Kohanim a lot of times are hot-blooded. They're hot-blooded. So therefore, they're coming to Beijing, I want to divorce my wife. Now, we want to dissuade the guy, because if he makes this decision, there's no turning back. It's not like he can take her back again, because now she's going to become a Gerusha. So what they, he's a Kohen. Kohen's a Subi Gerusha. So what do the Hakamim do? They write a special type of get that takes a long time to write. And therefore, they hope in the interim that the Kohen will say, you know what, piss. What do they do? They write a line in the get, and then they fold it over, okay? And they have the edim, they sew it, they have the edim side the outside of it. Then they write another line in the get, they fold it over, like a fan. They fold it, they sew it, sign the outside, okay? And they fold it, they give. So now, till you find all these edim to sign each one of the folds, until they fold it over and sew it. So it takes time. Oh, but what happens now? Let's say she gets divorced with one of these gittin over here. She takes the get. All of a sudden, she got married now. That's opening the folds. Now, you don't see the inside of the get. You just see the outside. It's like a fin. So now what happens, she notices that one of the folds is kireya. It's missing one of the signatures. get Kireyas Pasul, which is one of the witnesses did not sign one of the folds. So the get is not a get. What's the deen? She's got to leave both of them. And what do we say? All the knesset are put on them. I wanted to say, my havel and my havad. And what do you want her to do? She received the get. So the Gemara says, simple. Check the get before you go get married to make sure that all of these folds have the signatures on it. Comes the Gemara and says, Rav Papa savar l'me'ibad uvda b'may hava l'me'ibad, which means Rav Papa wanted to use the sivara of may hava l'me'ibad in the case of two edim. Rav Sheshat sivara. What happened? Lady was married. Two edim came along and said met balek. She got married to somebody else. The husband resurfaced. Know what Rav Papa said? He wanted to make a ruling and say, you know what, you can go back to your original husband, no problem. Using what sivara? What do you want this lady to do over here? She went with two witnesses based on Rav Sheshat's logic. So comes the Gemara and says, I read again, Rav Papa savar l'me'ibad uvda. He wanted to follow the halakha in practice. Which halakha? Using the sivara of mai haval l'me'ibad in the case where she got married on P, shnei edim. אמר לרבונה ברד רב יהושע לרפפה ואת תניה כל הנם מתנייתה. So what are you talking about over here? Didn't we ask all these questions? We asked six questions from six cases where we see you don't say מי הבל אלה מעבד. Why didn't we punish all these ladies over here? When you say מי הבל אלה מעבד. So the papa comes back and says אמר לה ולאב שנינו. But we answered each one. She should have done this, she should have done that. So the Gemara says, Amale Rav Huna tells him back, Va'ashinuye likuv lismoch. What, you're going to rely to be lenient on these answers? Which means, these answers over here, the question's better than the answer. Which means, you ask a question six times, and you keep on being, this case is this, this case is that. It's really mashma that what? We don't say the sivara of my havel el mi'abad. From the fact that Gemara asked the question six times, and six times you have to give a ukimta, because you should have done this, you should have done that. It's mashma that that sivara is a weak sivara, because you're answering up. So you can rely on answering up. I'd rather go with the questions without the answers. And therefore we don't go with the sivara of may have the mi'ibad. You're right, you answer, but you're going to rely on this just because he got out of it by giving a dohak answer that she should have read it, that she should have done it. So you're going to rely on that halakha maasit to be lenient now to let a lady go back to her original husband over here? We don't go with these answers over here. And therefore, we have a parenthesis over here that says upasak, which means, right, he was posek not to do it, which means once the papa heard Rav Huna's claim, okay, I'm not going to use the sivara of my havel el mi'abad, and therefore in the case of the two winners, he did not allow the lady to go back to the original husband. Now let's read Rashi now. Two witnesses. One witness, for sure you can't go back. One witness means, no, you can't go back. That's the din of the Mishnah. We're saying over here, even with two witnesses, he wanted to make it uvda based on what we're saying over here. He said, even that you can't do. He didn't want to do. Look at Rashi. Sava le'mebad uvda b'may hava le'mebad, ulachzir ba'ala eshet ish nisit be'edim. Rashi, eshet ish be'asam be'edim. V'atanya, kol ha'nev, v'lo amin b'may hava le'mebad, amale v'lo shinu, amale v'ashinu smok. Im zeh dohak, which means umeteret. If this were a rabbi, made a dohak and gave it terutz. Litchok at teshuva anan nemela shavina de lo mi vayvel vevara. Right? If you're giving terutzim, it's much. I mean, you don't hold it as sivara. You're trying to just get out of the question. So therefore, pasak v'nimna velo avad uvda. Therefore, he did not do it lemaase. Baruch Adonai le'olam.
Amen. Amen.